Hey, gorgeous. Fuck, I can't believe I always get your voicemail. But I know you really enjoyed the last one, so here's another. I just got home and I found the package that you left on my doorstep. Oh, it's so pretty. I had to unwrap it straight away. The black looks absolutely perfect against my skin. All the straps holding me in. So soft, leaving just enough covered that it's completely indecent. But I know that was exactly what you wanted. It feels so good on me. I'll have to take a load of pictures later. But I thought you'd like to know that as soon as I tried it on, I just remembered that conversation we had last week about you walking me around in just my long yellow coat with lingerie underneath. Was all I was thinking about when I was on my walk earlier. How you could just wrap me up in your favourite lingerie, put the coat round me and tell me that we're going for a walk, put my little yellow boots on and walk me through the woods, holding my hand, knowing that I am freezing cold, knowing that my nipples are so hard underneath my coat. And as we walk along, I can feel my legs shaking because the stockings are barely keeping me warm. That thin bit of skin at the top of my thighs, covered in goosebumps each time the coat moves against my legs. And you're just tracing patterns on my hand as you're pulling me through the woods, until we get to that quiet corner next to the river. You know, where the log is that we can sit on, or that you can bend me over. Each time we walk past it, you keep threatening it, but I don't think you'd be able to resist if you knew that all I was wearing under my coat was this sexy black lingerie that you just sent me. Would you unbutton my coat, run your hands against me, cut my tits through the straps? I wouldn't exactly call this bra supportive. But you could so easily pinch my nipples through the little black bits of lace. Have me whimpering and moaning. Will you sit on the log and I'll sit on your lap as you open up the coat fully? Me straddling you so you can see how wet the crotch of the thong is. The suspenders riding up my stomach, tracing patterns on that bit at the top of my thighs, teasing me as you kiss my neck, as you make me moan and whimper on your lap, grinding down into you. Oh, I can feel how hard your cock's getting. I know how much you want me. Then you're pulling on my hair, pulling my head back, as you kiss down my neck, along the straps of the bra, and take one of my nipples into your mouth. Oh, you put a hand over my mouth as you're trying to stop me from moaning out loud. Oh, as your other hand just slips inside the thong, tracing the edges of my pussy, feeling how dripping wet I am for you. You're gonna laugh at me. Just your needy little whore wearing fancy lingerie, walking through the woods in my little yellow boots. Absolutely desperate to feel your cock inside me. And I know you're desperate for it too, because I can feel you getting hard inside your jeans. Well, you're definitely laughing at me as I pop open your poppers and undo the zip. Free your cock. You want me on my knees in front of you, there in the woods, holding on to my hair as you fuck my throat. As you make me gag and drool on your cock. Smack me in the face with your hard cock. Spread my spit all over me. Oh, make sure even though I'm all dressed up nicely, I'm still your filthy little slut. Before you bend me over the log and fuck me from behind. Have me absolutely screaming against you, knowing that people can hear me, knowing that anyone could walk round the corner, but knowing that I can't stop. You pull my head back by my hair, put your hand over my mouth. Oh, man, it feels so fucking good. I don't know if I want you to leave your cum deep inside me, have it dribbling down my thighs and onto my stockings as we walk back home, or if you'd rather come over my tits, have me kneeling in front of you again, mouth open, begging to take your cum all over my face and tits, just in case someone walks past on the way back and sees it sliding off my chin. This naughty laundry has definitely put lots of filthy thoughts in my head. And I can't wait for you to phone me back later and tell me all about how you'd use me in it. I love you. Bye.